Broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot, you're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I like to call Shannon my Disney sister from another mister, but I guess I can give you her real title. She is the president and CEO of the Greater Norwalk Chamber, and 3 years in a row now.
Yes.
You never miss a diner tour.
I love it. Favorite day of the year.
I love you. Thanks. Well, you just came from Disney.
I have a lot of favorites.
Let's not lie. We love Disney. We do. But this is like up there. Yeah. Maybe top 10.
I'm very spoiled in my job that I get to do a lot of my favorite days of the year, which is amazing to have.
That actually is the goal. Right?
Absolutely.
It's so funny whenever people say, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? I asked my son that the other day. What do you want to be? And he's like, I just want to be happy. Yep. I just want to wake up and not dread going to work. I'm like, brilliant. At seven, great, brilliant. So you have that job.
Yeah. And my daughter asked me the other day, what do you want to do? You know, what's your dream job, mommy? And I said, I think I have it, Em. I get to be part of the community every day. I get to celebrate all that Norwalk is, bring in exciting things for Norwalk, and just be a network for people to succeed. Businesses bring businesses together, bring people together, and we do it every day, and I love it.
And you never shut it off. Like, you just did that with Northwell Health. Like, immediately, I'm like, Shannon! And you're like, hi, I'm Shannon. I'm like, oh, you saw the, like, little drop in that voice. Like, you never shut it off. But it's not a networking thing. It's like, you have a people interest thing. I've noticed that about you.
Thank you.
And a lot of your members are like that, where you just have an interest in each other, in community building, and obviously the greater Norwalk area. Which
absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, so many of us are born and raised here, now raising our families, and the more that you chat with people. I met a woman yesterday. We've never seen each other in our lives. And she's like, oh, I went to middle school at All Saints. I'm like, but I went to middle school at All Saints. And like, we miss each other by a year, but it's those passing connections that you're like, we don't know one another. Oh, but we've been here and we do.
Right.
Which is so great. It just shows the strength of our community here in Norwalk.
It's a very unique chamber, though. I mean, tell us a little bit about what makes you guys so special and just the people who are part of your entire team.
Yeah, I think it's part of Norwalk, too. We're big, but we're small. We just celebrated our annual dinner last week. We have 600 members. We brought in 88 members last year. So people are excited and they want to be here. But at the same time, we have that close community of everybody knows each other. They're getting to know each other. They come to our events. They feel when they leave one of our events, they feel like they made connections, and that has them come back for the next one and the next one. So it's just making sure that we never lose sight of our value of the priority of Norwalk and driving business and success in Norwalk.
What has been the feedback over the years from people who join the chamber? What has it done for them?
They feel like they're part of the community. They make connections. And they feel like they have a resource. You know, it's the offices, myself and Kevin, but we like, you know, we're lean and mean. We work well together. We're a great team. And if people call, we're there. People email, we're there. We grab a coffee on the weekend, we're there. And I think that really helps people know that we're here for them and they have that connection with us. And then they're willing to reach out for help. And then we can help them make connections. And we've had so many success stories of people finding new clients, finding a new deal, finding a new job. So we just want to keep succeeding with all of that.
And it seems like every year that you and I talk, you guys kind of, I think, push the envelope more and more. You have different events and you have, I think, different connections. As you mentioned, 88 new members last year?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, nothing to scoff at. That's really impressive. I don't hear that too often with chambers, especially today. I think that's really, really neat. And you're pushing the envelope again, speaking of Disney.
Yes.
Are we allowed to talk about Disney?
We are allowed to talk about Disney.
We have to talk about Disney. We have to do it. What is going on with the chamber?
So the chamber will be bringing the Disney Institute here to Norwalk in September. What does that mean? Oftentimes, businesses send their teams out for professional development with a high ticket price. Airfare, we all know, is very high right now. Mm-hmm. Hotels, all of it. We're going to be bringing the Disney experience here to Norwalk. So rather than flying your team to Orlando, you can drive them over to the Sono Collection on September 23rd, and we will have a full day of professional development called Disney's Approach to Business Excellence, which is one of their patented Disney trainings, and Disney cast members will be here for the day running a full day of professional development available to the Norwalk community.
How'd you do that?
I started Googling professional development for myself as I'm new to this role. You know, my board had tasked me with finding some professional development for myself, and it was on Disney's website, and it's like, you know, do you want Disney professional development? Yes. Are you a Chamber of Commerce? Well, yes, I am. We can come to you. which that is great. It has to be facilitated so cool. through Chamber.
Sure.
But we're so excited to host them here in Norwalk and be able to bring this experience to our members.
I mean, we had Stu Leonard talk about this, where he's done, I think, something similar. Oh, yeah. I mean, multiple times
yes,
he has done this.
Sent his team down many times over the years. Yeah. And Stu's is actually already committed to sponsor the breakfast that morning.
Oh.
So they're already in. Stu. They're excited to bring part of their team as well. They're, you know, Disney is cast members. Stu's is team members. It's always part of the family and never just an employee. You're part of the team.
Yeah.
That is so cool. We're really excited. It's something obviously different and something that people can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
So we can't wait to host everybody. Registration is on our website, so please check it out. If you have any questions, please call the office and we'd be happy to start registering people.
Yeah.
It is limited capacity, so we want people
I was gonna
to sign
ask
up.
That. Okay. Yeah. And do they have to... It would be great if they join the chamber, but if they're not with the chamber, can they also apply?
Right now, we want it to be just members.
That's fair.
We want it to be, you know, a member.
And you've got 600.
Yes. We do have a lot of people, and several people have committed, you know, bringing their upper management. They're bringing 6 and 7 people just from one organization. So,
wow.
Yeah, we definitely want people to sign up early to lock it in.
Yeah. So what is your website? Honestly, just so people can get connected with you guys anyways, but then also to register.
Yeah, it's greaternorwalkchamber.com. And you can email if myself or Kevin. It's Shannon at Greater Norwalk Chamber or Kevin at Greater Norwalk Chamber. We keep it nice and simple with our emails. You just have to know our first names and that's it.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
That's
and our Instagram and everything is Greater Norwalk Chamber.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I do know that my girl Kristen Okeson at Connoisseur Media,
who's definitely listening to us right now.
Who
just
absolutely
to make sure.
is listening right now. Kristen, I believe this thing starts at 9 in the morning, which would mean I probably need to take the day off.
Yeah.
Because I absolutely want to go to this conference for sure.
Yeah.
Honestly, it would be so cool to do that kind of training.
Yeah.
I mean, and to constantly keep learning and just improving ourselves and all of that. I mean, that would be so, so neat.
Yeah. I did get to go to attend it myself just to be able to hype it up. And I think what's so interesting is just how they encourage you to be a leader and then encourage those around you to be a leader.
Yeah.
You know, let people excel, let them have pride in their work and they're going to do better work as part of it.
Agreed.
And just as a young CEO that it's still just I'm under 2 years still, just making sure that I'm challenging myself and growing professionally to get better.
I mean, you're crushing it. You brought Disney to Norwalk. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a fan. So I'm a fan. Always have been. Shannon, thank you so much for what you do. And one more time with your website.
Yep. GreaterNorwalkChamber.com.
Simple enough. And of course, if people want to reach out to Shannon, it is Shannon. Very simple.
Yes.
At GreaterNorwalkChamber.com.
Yeah.
We love that. Shannon, I adore you. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank
and maybe
you.
I'll see you in September.
I know you will.
I'm working on
yes.
it.
Yes.
I'm going to have my people call your people. It's
yes,
going to be great.
Great.
It's going to be a great time. We are going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Stop number 2 right here in Norwalk at the Post Road Diner coming up next.